BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the afternoon of June the 5th, Nguyễn Thị Phong Vũ, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and head of the Provincial Party Committee's Commission for Propaganda and Mass Mobilization, visited and presented gifts to senior citizens aged 90 and 100 in Vĩnh Thạnh District, marking Vietnam's traditional day for the elderly, June the 6th. During the visit, Mr. Phong Vũ extended birthday greetings to Mr. Bùi Quang, a 100-year-old resident in Vĩnh Thái Hamlet, Vĩnh Thịnh Commune, as well as to four 90-year-olds, Ms. Đinh Thị Nhàn, Lê Thị Luận, Lê Thị Hương, and Huỳnh Thị Minh, all from Vĩnh Thịnh Commune. She also delivered congratulatory cards from the state president to a 100-year-old celebrant and cards from chairman of the Provincial People's Committee to those turning 90.
On the afternoon of June the 5th, in celebration of Vietnam's traditional days for the elderly, the 6th of June, Mr. Lâm Hải Giang, vice chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, paid visits to and presented gifts to several outstanding 19 and 100 years old citizens in Hoài Tân Quốc, Hoài Nhân Thảo. During the visits, Vice Chairman Lâm Hải Giang delivered congratulation cards from the state president and gifts to three centenarians and to 19 years old women. He warmly inquired about their health and daily lives, expressing his deep respect and appreciation for the lifelong contribution of the elderly to the development of their local communities and the nation as a whole.
According to the Provincial New Rural Development Coordination Office, Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has issued a decision recognizing Nhân Châu Commune's Quy Nhơn City as meeting the advanced new style rural standards in 2024. Quy Nhơn City People's Committee has been tasked with publicly announcing the recognition in accordance with regulations and directing Nhân Châu Commune to maintain and further improve the quality of all criteria, particularly those related to production organization, economic development, environmental protection, living conditions, and public security to ensure sustainable rural development. As of now, 113 communes across the province are implementing the National Target Program on New Rural Development. Among them, 94 have fulfilled basic new style rural criteria. 36 of those have been recognized by the provincial government as advanced new style rural communes, 4 have achieved modern new style rural status, and 7 district level localities have been recognized by the Prime Minister as meeting or completing new rural development goals.
The Sub-Department of Quality Management for Agroforestry Fishery Products under the Provincial Department of Agriculture and Environment recently joined forces with the Provincial Police Division for investigation of corruption, economic crime, smuggling, and environmental violation to conduct a supply inspection of food safety compliance at Suma Food, a seafood trading household located in Group 2, Quarter 8, Nhân Phú Quốc, Quy Nhơn City. During the inspection, the establishment failed to present legal documents related to its seafood wholesale operations. The inspection team issued an official report, sealed and temporarily confiscated the entire part of food products. Samples of the products were also taken for laboratory analysis to establish food safety standards forming the basis for further legal action in accordance with regulation. This inspection is part of a broader campaign aimed at cracking down on smuggling, commercial fraud, counterfeit goods, intellectual property violation, and the distribution of unsafe food products across the province. And that's the end of the show. See you next time, and goodbye for now.